You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala.
Okay, yes.
Now's your chance to turn back.
Hello.
You're listening to MZ Michael Zavala.
MZ.
This is MZ Now.
MZ.
I put gas in my car for the first time today since March.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot where my gas tank was.
You know, and I kept pulling it tells you on the,
I know.
On the light.
Yeah. But I was just doing like autopilot. I'm like, oh, I just pulled up because it's been so long. I don't remember how to pump gas. And so then I realized it was on the wrong side. Pull into another pump. Same thing. So then I had to do this whole backwards, awkward maneuver to change positions and go to the correct side. It's a whole thing. It's been so long, my credit card company is probably going to put a freeze on my card. Because they'll be like, sir, did you know that you paid for gas today? We just want to make sure this is you.
Right.
Well, for future reference, if you're in a car and the gas light's on, it has an arrow pointing to which side the tank is on.
Well, this is the part that makes me even more stupid. Mine doesn't even wait till it gets to that point. It's permanently on the gas tank thing. It shows you with an arrow where it's on, you know, what side it's on. And I didn't even pay attention. And even looking at it and then trying to logistically figure out how to maneuver the car to where I need to be to pump gas, I couldn't figure it out. I feel like an old man, you know, like just all.
You're living like an old man, like a shut-in.
That's what I am. I've been here in the hatch. Eric finished. Or did you finish Twilight Zone or no?
I was trying to finish it. Okay, right now I'm on episode 9. Is that the end? I hope so.
No, yeah. You have one more episode. The next episode has George Takei.
Oh, wait, is it better? Is it good? Because you lied to me. Because I texted you. I said, I'm on episode 7. And I said, so far I only like 1 and 2. And then you said, oh, okay, after 7, it gets better.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
The last
boy,
batch.
It didn't even get better. It got it didn't get better, but it didn't get worse.
Well, so the episode before the octopus, you know what I'm talking about? So while I was watching it, I don't know what number that was.
Is that the one where they switch bodies, or is that the 1-3?
No, the switch body one I didn't like.
Well, there's two.
I thought that was
kind
of stupid. Oh, there is? I don't remember. I must have forgot the other one. No, the octopus one was the murder octopus. Have you gotten to that part yet?
That one they could have done without. Yeah.
Well, no. So before that episode, I was thinking, you know what this series really needs is monsters. And we need to get away from, like, just do stories about humans. Oh. We don't have to have a cell phone or special technology, or that's Black Mirror's job. Let's do some supernatural or monster, right, whatever. So then they get to an episode that sets up like it's going to be a monster show. And then it really is just a... Yeah, I thought it was going to be a robot or maybe some like Loch Ness monster or something. And guess what? It's just an octopus that's really smart.
Okay, Michael, get this. So tell me why I didn't even remember episode 4 and 5.
What was 4 and 5?
Exactly. Episode 4 was when that girl, she finds that, when that girl, the musician gives the other girl the coin.
Oh, the Lady Gaga.
Popular.
Yeah.
And then
that was a dumb one.
I just watched all of them, most of them today, and I already forgot about those two. And then
it sounds like the first season, the comic that talks to the guy.
Yeah,
it kind of is. All of a sudden. Yeah.
And then number 5 was the one she like has powers, but then makes other girls seem like she has powers.
Oh, yeah. And all that one was okay, but it's not really. So what I think the biggest problem is that they're writing a lot of these episodes like they're pilots of a TV show. Like, we don't need you to establish the background of all these characters and all that stuff.
Right.
Twilight Zone gives you, you know, the first minute or two to understand the rules of this universe and then tells that particular story.
But it's more like you're a fly on the wall and you're watching somebody's life as it plays out.
Right.
Not
the way they do these. They're trying to like sell this show to a network. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it leaves it open. They don't know how to end it. They do too much in the beginning, and it just loses the whole message of what you're trying to get across. I don't know. I think they got it. Like I said, they dialed it in. It is better. Like I said, if last season was a 3, this season's a 4. They dialed it in a little bit better, but it's still not great. The last episode is not fantastic, but it does try to do like a an homage to Twilight Zone, the original ones. It's kind of in a, it's not really black and white, but it is.
I see. Yeah, I see the
it's got some,
now.
Yeah, I got some aliens, some weird looking aliens, and George Takei is one of the voice of the aliens.
Yeah.
And so is Robert Picardo, the doctor.
Yeah, I only liked one and two, and that's it so far.
Which one? So the first episode, not to give anything away, and honestly, it's been out for a week, so if you haven't jumped on this, then it's kind of on you.
I mean, but you can say a little bit, but not give it away.
Yeah, so like this guy is hearing this, is somehow connecting with this person. He doesn't know who it is. He's just hearing the voice. They're linked telepathically. He can hear her thoughts, and she can hear his, and they have like a conversation through their heads. A lot of times he starts talking out loud and people are looking at him like he's crazy. This entire thing could have been solved if he just put in some AirPods or like headphones and just pretended he was on the phone.
I get what you're saying, but it was more than that though. It was more than just putting AirPods in his ears to make everyone else think that he wasn't crazy. It was like, I mean, it was more to that. He was making it more than what it was. So that makes any sense.
Yeah, like he got involved. It's like one of Clark's dates. It was a blind date.
Right.
Right. He doesn't know what this girl looks like.
Mm-hmm. She was blind?
No.
She might as well have been.
Right. Yeah, because they couldn't see each other.
Right.
He takes her to this movie that was made in 6 days. She doesn't call him anymore. So now he's in limbo. Mm-hmm. Basically, they stole this episode from Clark's story, his life story.
Oh, there's a lot of my life that can be involved with Twilight Zone.
How's work going?
Oh, work is great. You know, it's busy, then it's slow, then it's busy, then it's slow. And Monday we didn't have power at the restaurant, so we closed early.
Were you busy?
Well, no, because we were.
Okay, well, what's the problem?
Well, I don't make any money if there's no business.
But you weren't busy, so you weren't gonna make money regardless.
Well, no, the next day I was busy.
Well, did you have power then?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why.
Oh my God.
See, that whole thing, a writer from Twilight Zone would have heard that whole conversation. It's like, I have an idea for the new Twilight Zone episode.
What if somebody works at a restaurant, name is Clark, and the power goes out?
Yeah. And then there's that music, like it's really creepy and stuff, but it's really just the power's out.
But they're not going to be busy, so there's no conflict.
And the whole episode could have been solved that they just paid the bill.
Right. Or turn the generator on.
Right. They find out at the end, then Jordan Peele comes out. Sometimes the answer to our problems is right in front of us.
Right under our nose.
Right under our nose. In the Twilight Zone.
There you go. That's exactly an episode for Twilight
Zone.
There
you go. I'm telling you, we could write for season 3. No, but I watched Doom Patrol. I was just telling Spider before the show because we both love that show. And although, what was it, like a year ago it came out? I mean, I don't know. It's been a long time. And they don't really give you the, at least on HBO Max, they don't give you the, I'm sorry. If Bobby's listening, I don't have HBO. Okay. I told him I didn't have HBO. But he didn't ask if I had HBO Max.
Well, that's true.
But I did pull some Chris Lila episodes that I wanted to run through. Because I know, like, have you heard any Spider?
Not that I can remember.
So I'll play these. I'm trying to think if it's something we should bring back. And then I found my prank call I did with that escort I was telling you guys about. So I'll play those. Oh, I was going to talk about Doom Patrol. By the way, Vanessa Cater's on there. I don't know if she's a character on there. She plays a scene. I don't really know. I haven't got to that point yet, but I saw it on her Instagram that she is a body double. I don't know what she's doing there.
Yeah, that's right. That's up her alley.
Yeah. So, but I don't know what's going on because it's been so long ago. And HBO Max, they don't give you the like last season, you know, little update to catch you up. So it just starts, and I'm like, wait a minute, where did this monkey girl come from? Where did this, why are they small? Like, what's going on here? So you have to kind of relearn.
I wonder if she teaches stunt. I would go study with her.
She just push you off a cliff?
Oh, my God.
This is how I learned back in New Zealand. We should have her on, see how she's doing. I love her.
So cool.
But anyway.
She's located somewhere else now, right?
Vanessa?
Yeah.
I think she's back in L.A., I think. Okay. She was in Atlanta for a little bit.
L.A.?
They were, she was working on Jumanji 2 and then some other stuff. So, but I think she's back in L.A. again, I think. We'll have to find out. All right, we'll be back.
Hey, 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 it's your boy Fat Pound checking in right now, man. We got more MZ coming up next. Do not change it.
Call me on the phone, call me on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone, ay, ay, ay. 3-8. MZLIVE5 all day. All day. Call me on the phone, ay, ay, ay. 3-8. MZLIVE5 all day. All day. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Phone, call me on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone.
It started out like any other day.
Hey, Michael, come ride the scooter with us.
Until everything changed.
Oh, my God. Somebody call 911. Help. Somebody help.
Zavala was in Deep Ellum on Labor Day. He and a friend hopped on scooters headed toward downtown when he hit a manhole cover. For Michael, his first scooter ride was his last.
Well, we were able to save the leg, but there were some interesting side effects.
Based on a true story.
What's happening, homie? Where that money at, fool? You in my neighborhood.
He's up there, killer. I don't want any trouble.
Leave that man alone!
What the hell?
Did you just block that bullet with your leg?
I guess I did. Well, why is Samuel L. Jackson calling me?
Iron Leg Man, the last Avenger.
So they were protesting at Comic-Con because they think it's the big old...
Send for all the costumes that...
you guys are going to hell!
This is MZ Now.
Hey, this is Louie Anderson. You're listening to Michael Zavala. Try to spell that name, huh?
Online at mznow.tv.
Trying to decide if this is something we should bring back. Obviously, we'd have to negotiate with the Chris Sapphire to come back and, you know, reprise his role as Chris Lila.
His management.
Right. Netflix. I don't even know if Netflix is handling him anymore.
How much is he charging now for celebrity calls?
I don't know. I tried to get another one for Eric, just a congratulatory, you know, you didn't get Corona. What's it called? What's from that site he's on?
Cameo?
Cameo. And Chris said he was going to give me the friends and family discount of $250.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a friend.
Yeah, he says, normally it's $249, so I'm getting a steal. All
right.
So Chris Lila, just to kind of catch everyone back up, was kind of a parody of Delilah. We were doing this for our TV show, and it was recorded in our TV studio at the time. This is probably, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. And all of this, to my knowledge, Eric, was improv, right? Like we had the general idea, but nothing was scripted. And we were like, hey, and I remember editing it on the fly. So like literally as soon as they were done, we'd go back in and cut it up real quick then and there, think, add the sound effects and everything in real time.
I think that you like gave us the scenario and then we just had to like go with it.
Yeah.
Like, improv it. So
this is like Curb Your Enthusiasm or Whose Line It Is It Anyway. It's on that level of comedy. So, I mean, I think it was really funny at the time. I don't know how well it holds up. This is the first one, I believe, that we ever did. And again, Eric's always the caller, calling in to dedicate a song, and then something tragic always happens. So, he will play the first one.
Brighten up your day with Chris Lila.
Welcome back to the Chris Lila Sophila Show. I'm Chris Lila.
Now, I never understood that. Is he Chris Lila Zavala show? Is no, that what it was?
Chris Lila.
Or Safila.
Like, Safila. Like,
what's that?
It was a play on Sapphire.
Oh, I like, never got that.
Yeah, like the last name. Yeah.
Oh.
I never got that.
I just got done blowing my nose. And oh, how I love the tickle and the tease of the tissue. I love listening to my listeners speak of their jolly days of youth. We have a caller on the phone, and his story is so silly.
Now, these are maybe like 2 minutes long, but Chris could not stop laughing.
Yeah,
so the recording of these were like 30 minutes, and we'd have to trim it back down to 2 minutes.
That's what I was going to say. Like, when we first started, and even like whenever I was like in character, he would bust out laughing, and I'm just all like, Chris, come on.
Yeah, it was so difficult because it, I mean, what he's doing is so ridiculous. Like, I was laughing. I was in the control room and I'm laughing, and he would
and
try to keep
like
a straight
20
face.
Feet away.
Yeah. And Chris is just, he can't hold it together because it's so ridiculous, the whole thing.
Just tickled. Caller?
Hi, Chris Lila?
Yes, you're on the Chris Lila show.
Oh, wow. I'm so like excited to be on your show. I just wanted to share a story with you. A couple of months ago, I met somebody special, and we went on our second date this past week, and I'm so excited because I think that this person is the one. This person is so, just amazing.
Isn't love just lovely?
Yes. I'm sorry, I heard some crashy noise outside of my house. Do you mind?
I love the high heel, the ridiculous sound effects that go with it, too.
And actually, I was just telling a story of Clark, you know, from his date. It's a reenactment.
You're foretelling.
I'm holding on a minute.
I think it just might be Santa Claus tapping at your windowsill.
Oh my gosh. Chris Lila, I think somebody just broke into my house.
Oh, Santa, you are such a saint.
Chris Lila, is there any way that you could call 911?
Aren't my callers just so special?
Oh my gosh!
That was our lovely caller who was just full of joy and jazz. I can't do anything. That good old spirit just got him. Can't do anything for you, babe, but I will play you a song. Merry Christmas.
Chris Lila.
I don't know. So, I mean, listening to it all these years later, I think we could tighten it up quite a bit and make it a little bit, like, make the jokes a little bit better and stuff. But, I mean, I like the concept.
Right. You know what I'm thinking about? Now I'm listening back to these or that one. I can actually use it for like my audio reel for like auditioning and stuff.
Yeah.
For like audio dramas and everything.
I don't know. I haven't heard this, so I don't know what this is. I mean, I know what it is. It's the bloopers from Chris Lila.
Chris Lila.
Welcome back to the Chris Lila Safila show. I am Chris Lila. You know, this time of year just fills me up with tickles and tat-a-tat.
Oh my god. I'm sorry.
I'm Chris Lila, and I just got done blowing my nose.
That music.
We didn't have a lot of music back then to choose from.
That's like some 90s America's Funniest Home Videos music.
We literally had maybe 20 songs in our library, and we just rotated them for everything. So we didn't have much. Now we have a plethora of music, but back then we didn't.
Love. The little tickle. And the little...
You must have got that music to the library.
I did. That's all we had. Because I was recording it on the studio's equipment, and then I would edit it using whatever they had available in that library. So I didn't have like our library and, right, you know, that we were bringing in. So it's like whatever was there, I had to make something from it. That's why some of the sound effects are a little bit off and that kind of thing, which adds to the charm, though.
Right.
The tissue.
The little tease.
You. All right, I'm sorry. I'll just. This is hard. I absolutely love. Love, love. Being tickled. I'm Chris Lila. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Chris Lila.
All right.
Like, it wasn't that hard.
No. He couldn't get what he... We would start, all right, here's the concept, let's go. And then, you know, he would just do his thing. Because what his part isn't that difficult. You know, Eric's got the weight of everything because he's got to come up with the... You know, he's the one that's
like,
dying.
What's going to happen or...
Right.
Like, how am I going to get to this conclusion?
Point. We know he's going to die. We know how he's going to die. We just don't know how he gets there. So,
and like, sometimes
he does
Chris
that.
Wouldn't even, like, give me anything to work with. Like, he stays quiet and then he's like... And I'm like, okay.
He wouldn't respond to anything that you would say. We have another one. You want to hear another one?
Yeah, I do. I want to hear what Clark thought about it.
All right, let me play this one, and then Clark can break it down.
Brighten up your day with Chris Lila.
What? He did what? Hell nah, I didn't order that shit. I wanted that other bull. Oh.
Life is so full of treasures and trinkets. That was a Chinese man bringing me some Chinese food, but I think he got my order wrong. Oh, I hear a little Tweety Bird. I think maybe that's our caller calling in. Caller, you're on the Chris Lila Show.
Oh, it feels so great out here, Chris Lila. Thank you for having me on the show. I am just filled with positive energy from my family. This jungle. I've been seeing peacocks and birds and toucans. My parents just retired, and you know, we've been doing some family building, you know, exercises, coming out here and just enjoying the world.
Some family building exercises. What are you guys doing? Trust falls?
Right? I don't know. Just...
At the safari?
No, we're in the jungle.
I just am so blessed.
Well, you sound blessed. You sound happy as I am.
Let me tell you, honey, I feel blessed.
Oh, look. Oh. There's some lions coming over here. But, Dad, yeah, get some. Yes, get some food. We're gonna feed the lions. Mom, yes, get some too.
Are they cuddly?
They look so fluffy.
I love a cuddly lion. I did love the Lion King.
Chris, the lion's chasing me. It ate my parents.
How sweet.
Oh my gosh. I'm in this bush.
I love a good bush.
What's this? It's a gun. Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm just gonna load this gun here.
Isn't God's wonders so wonderful?
That's coming after me! Take this! Oh no! Oh, my leg!
I guess we'll just play you a song, sweetie. Happy travels and Hakuna Matata.
The running sound of the feet in the jungle. It's like he's hitting just grass.
We picked that particular sound on purpose. All right, Clark. You're a film buff, I would say, you know, a Hollywood buff.
Yeah.
What would you say to these two Chris Lila's episodes that you just heard?
I think you got a great start on something. maybe just tweak the script a little bit. Maybe
the script. It's improv.
Yeah, this is Curb Your. Okay, Eric is literally maybe, Larry David.
Well, maybe I'm suggesting like a new approach. Ooh. Is actually have a little bit more.
Okay, Jordan Peele. Structure to Twilight it. Zone.
What kind of structure? What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, you got a good premise with the whole call-in. It's just,
I think the character should always die at the end, like South Park. If they can kill off, what's his name, Kenny?
Mm-hmm.
And a million times? Maybe like, we can do it five times a year.
But also, the actual Delilah show, there would be people that would call in and they'd be depressed and need something to, like, cheer them up. And that would be a good route, a different kind of approach to see and like, you know, the person's still going to die, but,
instead of just being about relationships, it should.
Yeah. Or, Chris Lila being overjoyed at just being joyous with life, have Chris Lila deal with a very tumultuous situation.
Are you trying to do a whole like dark Zack Snyder reboot of Chris Lila? Is that what it sounds like we're going maybe. Here? Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, just remember the Delilah show. Like, there's like Man of Steel. It'd be like, oh, I can't spend time with such and such because they're far away, or I just broke up with somebody. And,
wasn't the whole point of Delilah? And I say, like, in past tense, I think she's still on the air, but she's not in Dallas anymore. Was the whole point was to dedicate, like, she was going to pick a song for your particular situation?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that the whole thing? So you're saying to vary the situation why they're calling.
Right, right. And still play an out of sync song and still have the person die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not by their own volition. You know, you don't want somebody committing suicide, but if it was like, oh, I'm suicidal, and then they're like Chris Lila
talks them down, to down the and gun. They get hit by a car.
Yeah. Yeah, or, pretty much the same.
I don't know if I should be laughing at that or not, but I'm thinking of scenarios in my head that are making me laugh. It's not that it's like, particular
thanks,
situation.
Thanks, you giving me a new lease on life. Now I'm going to go out and enjoy the world, and then clap. And then she plays.
All of a sudden, they fall off a scooter and break their leg.
Right. You fall in a manhole. Chris Lila.
They get hit by a train, and then you play Train Kept a Rollin' by Aerosmith.
Yeah.
So, but that's just,
I think it's something we should bring back. You know, we can do it per season. Like, you know, we can do five episodes. We have Chris and Eric record, you know, five different scenarios. Then we do it again next year or whatever. We can sprinkle them throughout different shows. And again, it'll be on MZNow Plus.
What is that going to so, be?
Well, it was delayed along with COVID, all the other projects.
COVID delayed.
Yeah. COVID delayed it. We were going to launch in March of 2020, end of March, but...
So $75.99 a month.
Yeah. Because of all the exclusive... you get Chris Lila. I mean, how much better can you get than that? Let's see here.
And we have Bobby. And...
Yeah.
What, eating pizza?
And Bobby. Jamie. Or Jamie.
James. he goes by James.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm James. If he's it depends on who he's talking to. If he's talking to somebody who's white, he says he's James. Anybody else, he's Jaime. Anybody else, he's Dallas Tattoo Jaime. And then if you don't fall in that category, it's James. All right, so this prank, again, this is all from the same era. This is when we were really creative. We're old and we don't really care anymore. But this was a prank. Now, first off, this is also from a different era because this is when you can look up hooker numbers on like Craigslist, which you can't do anymore. I have no idea where to... I would still do hooker calls to this day. Well, I don't want to go to a site that's going to give me a virus. You know what I mean? Like, that's how hard you have to look now.
Just use a Macintosh.
I have a Macintosh.
You're not going to get a virus.
That's what they say. It's an old wives' tale. Yeah,
okay, well, then do this.
You know what I realize about people that...
Go to the public library.
Well, I was just going to say, use a public library, or if you're at home looking up hooker numbers on the internet, just wear a condom.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was realizing something earlier this week. The reason why like a lot of people our age don't like to wear masks is because we took risks when we were younger. Like you knew going on LimeWire you were going to get a virus, but you still did it anyway. So it translates to real life. You know you're probably going to get a virus, but you're still going to go out anyway because the 1 in 10 chance that song did download like it's supposed to download, and it was really 50 Cent in the club, and it wasn't porn or a virus or malware or something, then you won. That's what you're looking for. You're willing to take that risk because we grew up with LimeWire. It's a good theory, isn't it?
That's right. A great theory. You should send that to Trump.
So this one was in the batch of, I mean, we did hooker calls for maybe, I don't know, 2 years or so. Just a whole big batch of them. And this one was one of my favorite. It didn't really play like I wanted it to, because I don't think the lady of the night understood exactly what I was trying to say. She didn't get the joke or the gist of everything. So, but I still like the concept of this bit.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
My name is Nikki Thompson.
Okay.
There's an event I've got going on next week, and I'd like to use your services next week.
For how long?
Well, it's from 3 to 7.
All day.
I want to just check prices. Do you go by mileage or do you go by hour?
I go by hour. How many people?
There's going to be 8. Going to be about 15 people. So actually, you know what? It's actually, no, I'm sorry. Probably 12, 13.
Okay. And what you were trying to spend for that many people?
Well, that's why I was calling you. You know, just get rates and everything. I'm doing it for my son. It's his birthday. And we're just trying to get, he's going to get the close friends together. And it's just 3-7, you know, come and go. What would you charge for something like that?
Oh, that's going to cost you a lot of money.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's his birthday. Like I said, I don't mind spending some money. I just want to know what the price is.
It's going to cost you a lot of people.
Right. You're going to charge per person? You don't do a group rate?
Yeah, all together, it's going to run you, that's a lot of people. You see, like,
it's only 13.
$1,300 okay. $2,000.
$1,300 to $2,000. Okay. Will they all fit?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now are we talking buses or limo?
Limo.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. So what we're going to probably do, just to kind of give you the rundown, is if you can pick him up from my house, and then he's going on to that pizza place, probably about two to three miles away from my house. And then you'll just probably, you can come inside and do whatever you want. But, you know, like I said, it's trying to be a big thing just because it's his 13th birthday. And we're just trying to make it something special for him.
How old you say he's turning?
13.
He's not even old enough.
Well, he's not going to drive. It's just, you know, we're just trying to get him something.
He's
nice.
Not even old enough to have sex. I mean, he's not old enough to have sex.
Oh, whoa. We're not talking about sex here. We're just saying, I'm just trying to get him transported from, you know, one place to the other in fashion. You know what I mean? I want him escorted from my house to the Chuck E. Cheese.
Party. Oh.
You know what I mean? And then you can wait there, and then you can escort him back.
He says no sex involved.
I mean, and I don't.
Well,
I've never,
just call me on that date.
Okay, that's fine. And then you said $1,500. It's a limo, and then you got to pick him up, and you're not charging me per mileage. Is that correct?
I like the concept. I really do. Even listening back to it after all these years, I thought the concept's funny.
She was only charging like $375 to like $500 an hour for 13 people.
Let's check that math from the accountant, Clark. Clark, is that correct?
That's about right.
All right.
You know, so, but see, I'm just going to say, if she was going to have to service 12 to 13-year-old boys, I don't think she's going to be... I don't think she's going to be working a lot.
No, she's just escorting him from one.
Yeah, she's escorting.
Yeah.
No, but what I'm
saying
is,
that's what her ad
like
said. She was an escort.
In her mind, what the price is.
I just need you to escort
them
from my house to the Chuck E. Cheese.
She could
wait there until
that.
They're done and bring them back.
I'm talking about escorting, like the pizza party.
Yeah, I just need you to escort them.
Yeah. Well,
and I like the fact that she didn't ever get that. Like the entire time, she never got. She just thought I was trying to get hookers for my son's 13th birthday. Like, no, I just want you to escort them. And like, I think it'd be funnier if I was actually talking to somebody who understood what I was trying to say.
And then I wonder what she thought about when you said buses or limos.
Yeah, and when I asked you charge by mileage, and never even flinched at that. Like, never even thought. Maybe I was talking about something else.
Oh, and then just call me the day of. I'm like, whoa, hold up.
Like, she's going to have a limo just ready.
Right. But I figure I've never rented a limo. In fact, I've never even been in a limo. So I don't know how much they cost, but I would imagine $1,500. What do parents pay for prom?
We're going to have to change that.
What, being in a limo? I don't want to be in a limo.
I think I'd get car sick. But
we should go from Regal Row at our old studio to our new studio.
I would not take a limo over there.
They probably have one sitting in Doug's place, probably shooting a music video down there. But I would love to do more of those. I just don't know where to find them. And like I said, I'm not willing to risk my computer safety to find these numbers.
You can look it up on your phone. You're not going to get a virus.
Yeah, but they may somehow hack my phone and steal my credit card information.
You want me to get you some hookers' numbers? So you don't
he's like, let me send you my Excel spreadsheet.
Let me share you my Google Drive. Studio for sure.
Yeah. But I mean, back in the day, it was great because you could just go to Craigslist.com. You go to that, it wasn't misconnections. It was, you know, male, female, whatever it is. And they would be up there ready for, you know, or escorts. Maybe there was a section for escorts. I don't remember. It's been so long. But I mean, we could sit here. I would be here at my house. I invite some friends over. We order a pizza. I had the numbers and pictures on the big screen, and we would just scroll through until we found something like, let's call that person. And then we would just call that person. It was always great. And sometimes they would hang up on you right away. And other times you'd get something gold and we'd use it on the show. So, but it was a fun time for everybody. And then we would hook up other mics. So people would talk to me and give me ideas or you could hear in the recording, but the escort couldn't hear it. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff that I wish we could do again, but things change, you know.
Take a notepad to various bars around DFW and write down numbers.
How am I going to do that?
Yeah, that's not possible right now.
Well, okay, we'll get some Fort Worth numbers.
They're shut down too. That?
Not all the bars.
Yeah.
All the
bars in DFW are shut down and same thing with, certain counties. Houston, we don't have to go out of the way to do that. And do we really want to talk to?
Yes, we do.
Temple escorts.
Let's get some hookers from Gun Barrel City.
Some Paris, Texas. Some Carl's Corner, Texas escorts.
So have some mileage on them.
Some Corsicana, Texas hookers.
Yeah.
Come on, man. It'll be great. It'll be good.
I just want to see what a Carl's Corner hooker looks like. Because isn't that just like one street?
I don't know. Carl's Corner kind of sounds like a sex act.
No, it's Willie Nelson has a place in Carl's Corner. It's like the only place there. It's called Willie's Place, in fact. And it's literally like one block. And every time you go down to, if you're on 35 South heading to Austin or whatever, you're going to pass Carl's Corner. The reason why you don't know about it is because you blink and you miss it. There's a little sign, Carl's Corner. Am I right about that? Does anybody know if I'm right?
2.7 square miles.
Oh yeah, I work the corner. I'm out of
population of 173.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's where Willie's place is. And Willie apparently shows up there from time to time if he remembers where it's at. Yeah, I'm Rhonda and I work the corner on Carl's Corner. I work right there between Main and 35 and it's been rough. I've been here for 67 years. I service 50% of the 165 residency here, and there is a truck stop over there. So, and that truck stop was pretty cool. I like that because it was like a 2-story truck stop, and it had a lot of toys and stuff. I remember like every time we'd go to Waco, I would stop in there.
Picture of it of Carl's Corner on Wikipedia is a truck stop.
Is it like a 2-story one?
It kind of
does. It look kind of newish. Eh. It's not like a all run down, is it?
I can't really tell. Like, there's a lot of young people there, apparently.
It's a hipster town?
I guess so.
Of Carl's Corner.
2.7 miles of craft breweries and coffee shops.
And organic dog food.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it for today. We will not be here next week. We are going to be taking a...
All right.
Week off for, was it 4th of July next week? Mm-hmm. Or it's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're taking a week off. Because the original plan was we were going to take a week off and then, bam, before you know it, we're right back in studio. But I don't think that's going to happen. So, I don't know what's happening after that. I'm sure we'll still be at the house. I don't know. We haven't really decided exactly what we're doing with midweek. If we're going to do one every other week, if we're going to do one every week. I think we're going to stop doing the every week one just because we got a lot of stuff going on right now. And I'd rather do quality 1 week, then, or, you know, one show a week, then try to half-ass two of them.
Two half-asses is a full ass.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Then maybe we continue doing it. You get part one on Monday and part two on Thursday. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But we do have a lot of big stuff planned, even if we are still at the house. And when we do get back in studio, we have even more stuff planned once we can actually all be in the same room. Or at least these guys in the same room. I'm always in a separate room anyway, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, have a safe and happy Independence Day. Don't forget to wear a mask, and we'll see you when we get back.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.